Always nice to catch up with you, Heather, because the weeks go so quick as well. Can't believe we're into April, and yeah, we've had Easter. The clock's gone forward. We're into lighter evenings, and which is a good time, really, I'm guessing, for our pets and particularly our cats.
Well, certainly my own cats are enjoying being out a little later because we keep them in after dark, so they're rather enjoying that, the better weather.
Yeah.
They're not so much enjoying the rain,
no.
I have to admit.
Is it still raining out there? I think it is, isn't it? I had a quick glimpse as I was in mid-flight down the stairs. But
it is a bit. And being an owner of two semi-long-haired cats, I can tell you soggy cats are not good.
Yeah. Do you have to actually groom them?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
They would be covered in knots if I didn't groom them.
Yuck.
So, yes, it's a bit of a labour of love.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean,
this time of year,
I was going to say,
lot of fluffed hair going around.
Yeah, I bet there is too. I mean, do you get a lot of long-haired cats come into you anyway?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't as many long-haired cats out there as there are domestic short hair.
No.
But even a domestic short hair can do with grooming fairly early on. Many of them enjoy it rather than need it as such. But if you can get them used to it when they're young, it's really useful when they become old and can't groom themselves. Because even the domestic short hairs, really short-haired cats, when they get, like me, a bit older in the tooth, for example, and that aren't quite as flexible in reaching round.
Steady, Heather.
It gets difficult. You can conjure up your own pictures there.
I am. You're right, I am. It's not pretty. But anyway, but I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? And so it's really look after your cats and that kind of thing, which I'm guessing where we sort of slide into really what cats protection is all about, because obviously over the winter months, you had quite a busy time, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's not stopping.
Isn't it not? No, I think it might have calmed down a bit, to be honest with you.
But... Well, we thought so too.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had reduced down to 8 cats on the waiting list to come in. And we thought, oh, that's not going too badly. And as of at the moment, we're back up to 20 on the waiting list coming in. And that's with 10 cats already in our care. So it's busy. It is busy.
Oh, sorry, you finished. So I think I'll talk a bit more. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? You know, it's. I'm guessing really with COVID, we're still having the after effect. I know we keep talking about it, and it's been like 4 years now, isn't it? Since the pandemic, but there's still the legacy there of all that, isn't there?
There is a legacy because we're getting cats weren't neutered during that point, and we keep saying about it, but that's had a knock-on effect.
Mm.
The cost of living crisis is having an effect. There's the direct effect in that people, across the pandemic, sometimes they took on 4 or 5 cats. They've now found that's very difficult to afford, particularly if you get vet bills in them. That's not having a go at vets. But, you know, if a cat has an injury or an illness and it's severe, it can be a costly business. And, you know, if you haven't got insurance to the ready for it, it can be difficult. Also, we're finding people are working more hours and are finding they just don't have time for the cats that they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, in the best interests of the cats, they're surrendering them to welfare organisations, which is, I have to say, better than trying to sell your cat or rehome your cat online, because you don't know who that cat is going to.
No, and that's the thing, isn't it? So be very aware of all that, I think, before you sort of enter into that sort of thing, really. But yeah, it's a tough time for everyone. I mean, I'm guessing, because you only look after the town area of Gosport, is that right, Heather?
No, we don't.
You're actually the whole of Gosport, are you?
Well, we actually do part of Fareham as well.
Okay.
Strictly we're PO12, PO13, which are both Gosport.
Yes.
And PO14, so kind of the peninsula area.
Yes.
But there are times when we do, if we can, help out of area. I mean, currently we're working well out of area because we're working at Hayling Island with trapped neuter in return of ferals living on a farm there.
Yeah.
Who there weren't that many of them, but clearly they've bred quite a lot and the farm is overrun. So we're helping out there as well.
Well, so busy times ahead for you all. And this is quite apt, really, this time with the lighter evenings and with the situation, of course, that the Cats Protection find themselves in. So we're hearing a lot of it from other organisations, aren't we? So it's been in the news recently about Cats Protection in other parts of the country where they have had a complete influx of cats and things like that. A good time, really, to sort of hit home about microchipping, because that's a new thing that's coming in for cats, isn't it?
Well, yes, it's from 10th of June. It's going to be compulsory to have your pet cats microchipped. Not only is it compulsory to have them fitted with a microchip or the microchip injected in them, it's going to be compulsory to keep your details up to date. And we really want to emphasise that part as well, because some people, and it's always a sad situation, we find a lost cat, we scan it, ping, up comes a microchip number, and you think, great, and you go on the databases, and it's not registered. There are no details. And we're stuck. If we're very lucky, we can find the vet, if it's been local, where the chip has been put in, and we might be able to try that way. But if it's a cat that's moved into the area from a long way away, it's impossible to phone every vet's practice.
Yeah, yeah. So it's make sure your details are up to date is the important thing there. But, I mean, this is going to hopefully solve a lot of issues, do you think, Heather?
We hope so.
In the longer term, more so.
In the longer term, it will stop, hopefully, the abandonment of cats. Because if a cat is microchipped and can be traced to an owner, then that owner is unlikely to abandon. It applies to cats over 20 weeks. I mean, we ourselves get our cats microchipped, our kittens, when they're in our care, 8 weeks old, at the same time they have their first jabs. The microchip is the size of a grain of rice. It's not a live device. It's passive. It does nothing. Our scanners do the work. They're the bits that have the power in. And it is just absolutely the best way to be reunited with your cat.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the 10th of June. That's all going to happen. And the vets can do this, can they?
Yes. We recommend a qualified person to do it. Now, that's vets or vet nurses. It costs about £20 to £30. Different vets have different prices exactly, so it's best to phone your vet.
Yeah.
There are, because obviously people are realising that compulsory cat registration is coming up and microchipping. There are people out there advertising on the internet that they can do that in the comfort of your own home. Just please check out that they are qualified to do so. Some vet nurses are offering the service in the home, and that would be perfectly fine. They're qualified to do so. But, you do want to get the microchip in properly, in the right place. And you do want to check with the person fitting it whether they're going to register the cat or it's your responsibility to register the cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so take it into consideration, I think, isn't it? That's the key to all this. If you're going to have a cat, and obviously make sure it's microchipped and all the details are particularly up to date. I'm guessing this is going to be a major campaign for you for the next couple of months or so then, Heather?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already campaigning it. Actually, if you see us out and about, you might find us with a basket of cuddly cats, not real ones, I hasten to add. We've done a collection of toy cats and we've microchipped them so that people can actually come and see why it's so easy, how we scan a cat, and the fact that the details come up. Obviously, we can't show you the real databases live because they're data protected.
Yes.
But how the details just make all that difference. If we get a chip come up and we can get the details up and make a phone call, we can get hold of that person within minutes.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Okay. And you're always on the lookout for rehoming cats too, aren't you? You mentioned there, of course, you've been very busy, as always, this time around, Heather. And you've got three on your website already looking for homes.
We have, but I'm wanting to appeal particularly for a very special little cat. Her name is Annie, And if you go across to our website, which is www.caps.org.uk/costsport, you can see pictures of her and a very nice little video of her. Now, Annie is a particularly special cat. She's 10 years old. She's a tabby and white. She's a very pretty girl. She's playful. She loves company. She wants to curl up with you. She wants to sleep on your bed with you. And she's just a delight. The reason why she's special is she's what we call FIV positive. Now, FIV in cats is very similar to HIV in humans. It's a similar condition. She doesn't have AIDS, before people think that. She doesn't. But what she does have is a suppressed immune system. So she's an indoor-only cat. And she needs to be on her own, away from other cats, in case they're carrying something that she could pick up.
Yeah.
She is an absolute delight.
Oh, bless her. She doesn't look 10, just looking at your website now, I have to say, no. Heather, she doesn't look 10 years old at all from this photo.
She doesn't, and she really doesn't. It was a surprise. She came into our care. We didn't know she was FIV positive, but that is one of the things that we regularly test for with most of the cats. Because if you know a cat is FIV positive and you make sure they have their regular vaccinations and that they're always treated for flea and worms, even though they're indoor cats, they can live very long, happy lives, and they don't get ill as such. It's just keeping them away from that infection. And also the fact that they're indoor, they can't spread it to any other cats. It's not something they can pick up in the environment. It is only passed through fighting and mating. Or a mum can pass it to the kittens, but that's not very common. There's a good chance mum doesn't pass it to her kittens.
Okay. So if people are interested in Heather, the best way to do that is go via the website, if people can help out there tonight.
Yes, go via the website and click on there. I mean, we're saying an indoor-only cat. If it's a house with, you've heard this mentioned before, I think, probably catios, which is an enclosed patio for cats, she could go out in one of those. It's simply because her immune system is suppressed.
Sure.
But she is an absolute delight. She's a real sweetheart, and her fosterer has adores her. She's a real company cat.
Oh, bless her. OK, so we're looking for a home for Annie as well. And you've got two others on here as well, Bourbon and Jasper.
Yes. Hopefully, we may have homes for them. We've got some positive inquiries.
Okay.
For those,
brilliant stuff.
Of which we've been waiting to get. There's been a little bit of a hold, but we understand that, because adopting a cat shouldn't be something you do on a whim.
No.
You know, you've got to consider, is that the right cat for you? Can I afford to have a cat?
Yes.
You know, etc. And that's absolutely fine. We prefer people consider it seriously. But hopefully they will be on their way. But of course, as they clear through, we bring more cats in. We know next week we've got a couple of cats that will probably be ready to go up on the website.
Yes.
And it can literally change from day to day.
Yeah, okay. So anyone interested, perhaps adopting a cat, is to go onto the website. It's an ever-changing situation, of course. And that's cats.org.uk/Gosport. It's where people can find out how to adopt a cat and get more information about doing that, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. The easiest way.
Fantastic. Heather, the time's caught up with us once again, as it always does. It's lovely to talk to you, as always. We'll chat in a few weeks' time, I'm sure, and find out how Annie's doing. Let's hope that Annie gets a home by that time, of course, and how things are really. And look, we're mind about microchipping.
Yes, fingers crossed. You know, we'll have Annie into a delightful home.
Yeah, fingers crossed there, Heather.
I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, a pleasure. It's always lovely. All right, love to all there. You take care. Cheers, Heather. Thanks for coming
take
on tonight.
Care.
Bye, Heather. Bye, lovely. cats.org.uk/Gosport. If you want to find out more information about Annie and indeed how you can get involved with Gosport Cats Protection.